اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear friends, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother, for accepting our invitation. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we're going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will talk about that recitation and analyze it. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad Shabib. Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad Shabib was born in 1934. He learned Quran memorization and tajweed under the care of Sheikh Tawfiq Ibrahim, who was a hafiz and reciter and the contemporary of Sheikh Ali Mahmud, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i, Sheikh Mustafa Ismail, and Sheikh Muhammad Rifat. Ahmad Shabib managed to memorize the Noble Quran completely at an early age. At that time, he imitated Sheikh Muhammad Rifat's recitation, and later on, he imitated Qaris such as Mahmud Al-Banna, Mustafa Ismail, and Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i. In 1951, when he was 17 years old, he went to the Qara'a school called Qara'atu Zaqaziq, and in 1957, at the age of 23, he recited the Holy Quran in the morning ceremony next to Sheikh Abdul Fattah Sha'sha'i in the city Al-Mansura, and from then on, he became famous. His dignity in his speech and behavior made Qari Muhammad Ahmad Shabib stand out among other famous reciters. This prominent Egyptian reciter traveled to some countries, including Iran. He passed away in 2012 at the age of 78. May Allah bless him. Now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Furqan, verses 7 to 9, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad Shabib. Let's enjoy it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
عليك. الله 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 الله.
أولي
Dear audience, what you just listened to was recitation of Suratul Furqan, verses 7 to 9, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad Shabib. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad Shabib is one of the reciters of the Eastern Governorates. One of the eastern governorates of Egypt. I think it's Sharqiyya. It's either Sharqiyya or Dighahliya. And we said this before, that reciters from a certain region of Egypt, for example, the east or the west, they recite the Quran similarly. Okay, for example, the reciters in the western provinces such as Gharbiya, we have reciters such as Mustafa Ismail. We have Muhammad Abdul Aziz Hassan, and we have Raghab Mustafa Ghalwash. These three are all from Gharbiya, and they recite the Quran similarly.
You know, their styles are similar.
Their styles are similar, okay? And we have the Eastern province. We have, for example, Sheikh Shahat Muhammad Anwar. We have Saeed Abdul Samad Al-Zanati. We have Muhammad Ahmad Shabib. We have Muhammad Al-Laythi, and so on. Their style is also similar to each other. Okay?
Yes.
So the East and the West, they have different... the difference is like very small. It's like you can't really notice it, but those who are experts in this field, they will notice.
So can we say differences. In general, there are two general styles actually, Eastern styles and Western styles?
Yes, and also probably we could say the central part of Egypt has its own, for Qahira, for example, Cairo. It also has a certain, they have a certain style of recitation. And Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad Shabib, you'll see that his recitation is a little similar to Sheikh Shahat or Muhammad Al-Laythi and other reciters. And these verses that were recited, Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad Shabib mostly uses Maqam Ar-Rast. It's one of the most used maqams by this reciter. In all of his recitations, a great portion of his recitation is in this maqam. Maqam Rast is one of the main maqams, and it's very common in Quran recitation to use Maqam Rast. All reciters have used this maqam. It's a very beautiful maqam, and we have one of the signs of Arabic music is Maqam Rast. When you hear Maqam Rast, you are reminded of Arabic maqamat and Arabic music. And our dear Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his progeny, has said, "Utlu al-Qur'an bi-alhani al-Arab wa aswatiha." Alhan means melodies. It could also refer to maqamat. Okay?
Yes.
And so we have to recite the Quran in something that sounds Arabic. When a person listens to our recitation, he's going to say, okay, that sounds like an Arabic melody. So we have to use maqamat such as Rast, such as Bayati, and all the eight main maqams that are used in Quran recitation.
And it is used to talk about facts, I think, as far as I remember.
Yeah, that's true. About facts, about the signs of Allah, about miracles, and many other places you could use Maqam Rast. You could use it for almost all verses, because, you know, it's a very extensive and all-inclusive Maqam.
Now let's talk about
Tajweed. Yeah, and just the hadith. Alhan al-Arab wa aswatiya. What does aswat mean? It should be different from alhan. Aswat means the accent. It means the tajweed. We have to recite the Quran in such a way that our accent and our tajweed is Arabic. It's not, for example, non-Arabic, such as English, Persian, or European, or any other language. It should be Arabic. Okay. About the tajweed. وَقَالُوا مَا هَذَا الرَّسُولِ. First, I want to talk about the word, or I should say the phrase, هَذَا الرَّسُولِ. We have the word هذا followed by the word الرسول, which begins with a hamzatul wasl. The first letter is, you know, hamzatul wasl is also known as aliful wasl, because it's an alif also. Okay, and this means that if it's in the middle of the utterance, you shouldn't pronounce it. Okay. But if you want to begin uttering that word as the first word that you are reciting, you're reading,
you have to recognize the haraka.
Yeah, you have to read, actually, the hamzatul wasl like hamzatul qat'a. Okay?
And you need the haraka to read it.
Yeah, and you have to have a haraka, exactly. And you have to distinguish the haraka yourself, depending on what the word is. But we don't want to worry about that right now. We want to talk about هذا الرسول. How is it that هذا الرسول becomes هذا الرسول? You know, this is هذا. We have a long vowel in هذا. After the ذال, there is an ألف المد. But we don't say هذا الرسول. We say هذا الرسول. Why?
As you said, it's because of this hamzatul wasl that has come just after the long vowel.
Yes, it's the aliful wasl or the hamzatul wasl that's right after this long vowel. And the rule is that whenever there is a long vowel followed by a word that begins with a hamzatul wasl, you have to read the long vowel like a short vowel.
Mm-hmm.
So the long vowel turns into a short vowel.
It's equivalent short vowel. Actually.
Exactly. If it's a aliful mad, fatha. If it's a wawul mad, you have to pronounce it like a dhamma. And if it's a ya'ul mad, like a kasra. And then we have the word ar-rasul itself. The ra should be pronounced. Okay, first I want to say that ra should be pronounced with the tip of the tongue touching.
Or tapping, better to say.
Or tapping, because, you know, it's the same. Tapping what's behind the upper front teeth. It's a place known as the alveolar ridge. It's a hollow space right behind the upper front teeth. And you have to make sure that the tip of the tongue touches this part of the mouth. هَذَرُ رَسُولُ. If you say هَذَرُ, it's incorrect. It should be a ra with the tapping sound.
And it should be pronounced thickly.
Here it should be pronounced, yes, thickly, with tafkhi.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه
حسن الأول.